So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a question according to the Chacham in our Mishnah who hold Chatzis Psula, Ein Dama Toin Kibuz, Bein Shehoyis L'Chasa Kosher, Uvein Shehoyis L'Chasa Kosher. If dam that was possibly splashed onto a garment, it does not require Kibuz even if it was initially kosher. What would be the Aloch in the case of Nitas Al Beged Tameh? If dam Chatzis spilled onto a garment that was Tameh, which causes the dam to become possible, does it require Kibuz? Perhaps Kibuz is not required because the dam is possible. Or perhaps kibbutz is required even though the dam is pasul, because hanamila bezachar zeh av bevasachas loy. Only if the dam was pasul before it touched the beged, then kibbutz is not required. But where the dam became pasul at the very moment it touched the beged, perhaps kibbutz is required because the chi of kibbutz and tumma take effect simultaneously. The Gemara explains that this question actually depends on the following machlekes Rabbi Eliezer b'chacham, according to Abai's explanation, as the Braisa states. Rabbi Eliezer holds meichata shenitmu metaren. Mechazes that became Tameh can purify a person of Tumas Mes, and this can be proven from the halacha of Nida Maznala. A woman can become purified of her Tumas Mes with Mechazes even while she is Tameh Nida. And even though the Mechazes becomes Tameh Nida when it touches her, nevertheless the Mechazes purifies her from Tumas Mes, apparently because Mechazes Shenitmu Mitaren. While the Chacham hold Mechazes Shenitmu Im Mitaren, Mechazes that became Tameh cannot purify a person from Tumas Mes, and Nida is not a proof. And there are two approaches to this machlikas as to whether Nida is a proof. Abaye explains, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Dan in Tumah Keduma, Mitumah Shebo Isasha. We can derive the case of Mechatas Shenidmu, in which the Mechatas became Tameh before Hazah, from Nida, in which the Mechatas became Tameh during Hazah, because Bevasachas is considered the same as Bezachazet. And accordingly, regarding Nitas Albegat Tameh, Einer Toin Kibus, since Bevas Achas is considered like Bezach Azeh, we apply the halacha of Hoysaloi Shas HaKoyesh Benifsla in Damatoin Kibus. While the Chacham hold, in Dan in Tumah Keduma Mitumah Shebo Isasha. We cannot derive the case of Mechatas Shenitmu, in which the Mechatas became Tamei before Hazah, from Nida, in which the Mechatas became Tamei during Hazah, because Bevas Achas is not considered the same as Bezach Azeh. And accordingly, regarding Nitas Albegat Tameh Toin Kibus, since Bevasachas is not considered like Bezach Azeh, then Kibus is required because the Chi of Kibus and Tumah take effect simultaneously. Rav, however, explains the Machlokes differently. All agree that Ein Dan in Tumah Keduma Mitumah Shebo Isasah, and therefore, they all agree in the case of Nitas Albegat Tameh Toin Kibus, because Bevasachas is not considered like Bezach Azeh. And the Machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer holds Mechata Shenitmu Mitaren because Hazah Tzricha Shir Umitztarvan Hazois. Each Hazah must have a minimum amount of Mechatas and multiple Hazois combined to form a Shir. Therefore, Nida is also considered Bezach Hazah because the first Hazah becomes Tamei Nida before the Shir Hazah is completed. And we can learn from Nida that Mechata Shenitmu Mitaren, while the Rabban hold Mechata Shenitmu Ein Mitaren because Hazah Ein Tzricha Shir. A Hazah does not require a minimum amount. Therefore, Nida is considered Bevas Achas because the first Hazah became Tameh at the very moment the Hazah took effect. And therefore, we cannot learn from Nida that Mechatas Shenitmu Mitaren. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlokes regarding Chatas Pesula, whether Kibbutz is required for Dam that became Pasul. In our Mishnah, the Chacham, who are Reb Shimon, hold Chatas Pesula, Bein Shehoyis L'Chasa Kosher, Bein Shehoyis L'Chasa Kosher, in Dam Atoin Kibbutz. Kibbutz is never required for Dam Pasul, regardless of whether it was initially Kosher and then became Pasul, or the Dam was always Pasul. While on the Brice, Reb Kiva holds it depends. Hoyis L'Chasa Kosher, Bein Nifsla, Dam Atoin Kibbutz. Lehoyis L'Chasa Kosher, Bein Nifsla, in Dam Atoin Kibbutz. If the Dam initially was Kosher and then became Pasul, then Kibbutz is required. But if the dam was always pasul, then kibbutz is not required, as the Gemara explains. Reb Shimon holds hoyis l'shasa kosher in dam atoin kibbutz because there are two psukim that exclude dam pasul. One pasuk states v'ashayizim midama ala beged tichabes b'makom kadosh. The exclusive word midama teaches midam kasher v'lo midam psula. And in the following pasuk called zacha b'kahanim yechal oisa b'gomer, the exclusive word oisa also teaches midam kasher v'lo midam psula. Therefore, midama comes to exclude lohoyis l'shasa kosher in the toin kibbutz. And Isa excludes even Haisla Shasa Kesher in the Toin Kibus. While Rebbe Kiva holds Haisla Shasa HaKesher and Nifsla Dama Toin Kibus because only Midama excludes Lahaisla Shasa Kesher, while Isa is needed to exclude Truma from Mirika Ushtifa, a utensil that absorbed Truma, does not need to be washed. Zakta Mishnah, Nitas Minatavra La Beged in the Toin Kibus. If before Kabbalah the Dam Chat is spurted from the behemoth's neck onto the garment, it does not require Kibus. Similarly, Nishpach Al Ritzba V'Asvoi Ein Toin Kibus. If before Kabbalah, the dam chatas spilled from the carbon's neck to the ground and it was collected and then splashed onto a garment, it does not require kibbutz because the pasuk states, "Vashayizim medam ala beger ashayiz aleh tachabes b'malkum kadosh." The words ashayiz teach, "Lo yamarti lecha elish niskabel bekli v'rol azah." Kibbutz applies only to dam that had Kabbalah and is eligible for azah, but kibbutz does not apply to dam that is not rol azah. And likewise, minakarin the minayisayid in the turn kibbutz. If after Zrika the dam chatz is spilled from the corner of the mizbech or from the foundation of the mizbech onto a beged, it does not require kibbutz because Ashayiza teaches prat lazeh shekvar huzeh. Kibbutz applies only to dam that was not yet sprinkled, but kibbutz does not apply to dam that was already sprinkled. The Gemara now elaborates that kibbutz is required only for dam that is rol hazah. This comes to exclude the case of kibul poches mechtei hazoy bechli zeh upoches mechtei hazoy bechli zeh. If they first received less than the shear dam in each of the two kalim, and afterward combined the two into one kli, and there is now a shear dam, kibbutz is not required because the dam is pasul azah, as the pasuk states, "V'tavol akoynes etzboy b'dam mehizim en adam." V'tavol v'loy mesapig. The word v'tavol teaches that the koyin must dip his finger into the dam in the kli, but he should not collect the blood by wiping his finger on the side of the kli. Badam shehi badam shir tefila meikara. The word badam teaches that at the time of Kabbalah, the kli sharis must contain enough blood as a shir of tefilas etzboi to dip his finger into it. But if they first receive less than the shir in each of two kalim and after combine the two into one kli, and now there is a shir tefila, the azah is pasul. Min hadam shebeinyan lemuute shirayim shebeetzba. The words min hadam teach that for each azah, the kohen must dip his finger into the kli sharis, but he may not do hazah with the leftover blood on his finger from a previous hazah. And accordingly, regarding the seven hazahs of the para duma, the brisa states, "Gamu malahazis mekanech yode begufa shel para." After the kohen completes all the hazahs, he wipes the leftover blood onto the para duma because the dam must be burned with the para duma. And legamar mekanech etzbai besvas mizrak. Between each hazah, he wipes the leftover blood onto the edge of the kli because shirayim shebe etzba pesulim.